Bring in the bankers. The struggling maker of BlackBerry turns to investment banks for help.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. Research in Motion, the once high-flying maker of the BlackBerry, is in deeper water than analysts feared. The company warned investors yesterday it could report a loss in its first quarter. Significant job cuts are also in the works, and RIM has hired bankers for what it's calling a strategic review. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
RIM says it's hired bankers from JP Morgan Chase and Royal Bank of Canada to help review its business.
It sends a signal of they've finally realized the sense of urgency that they've faced for many quarters.
Stephen Beck is a telecom consultant with CG42. In the battle of the smartphone, BlackBerry is losing to the iPhone and Google's Android. Beck says there's only so much bankers can do for the company.
While at the end of the day, they do need to, I'm sure, do some things to shore up their balance sheet, and the bankers are going to be very helpful for that. What they aren't going to do is create the next new product that is going to help them get out of the situation that they're in.
RIM is pinning its hopes on the new BlackBerry 10 handsets rolling out later this year with a new operating system. But Beck says it won't be a single product that saves the company. He says RIM needs to shore up its still devoted base of customers who like the BlackBerry's security features and then focus on what's next. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Worries about the debt situation in Spain are rattling European markets this morning. Borrowing costs for Spain are nearing 7%, an amount considered unsustainable. In Italy, borrowing costs are also on the rise at more than 6% for the first time this year. The markets are not liking that this morning. London's FTSE is down 1.4%. Germany's DAX is down 1%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 0.1%. Rumors are swirling about a possible stimulus plan from China. Global markets were hoping the country would pump money into its economy to help spur global growth. But this morning, there are reports that China may pull back on that plan. Asian markets were mostly down. China's Shanghai Composite fell 0.2%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 0.25%. U.S. markets had a good Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1% to close at 12,580.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
As you may have heard, there's a newly identified cyber menace on the loose. The malware is called Flame, and it can basically spy on everything a computer user is doing. Right now, it appears confined to state-sponsored espionage in the Middle East. But as Queen Akim reports, cybersecurity threats always trickle down to business.
Flame can steal documents, take screenshots, and lift data from cell phones that use Bluetooth. It's the mobile part that businesses should be especially concerned about, says Harry Sverdlov. He's a chief technology officer at cybersecurity company Bit9.
You have to now think about all of your employees as potentially bugged employees.
Sverdlov says companies have focused on protecting computers, but they're now realizing they're also at risk in the mobile world.
When threats like this occur, business is good.
And it might get better. Gary McGraw is a chief technology officer with the cybersecurity company Citigel.
Now that this attack has been identified, people are going to copy it.
And people like McGraw will make it their business to try and stop it. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.
Later this week, we'll find out how many jobs the U.S. economy created in May. While the jobless rate is slowly declining, there's one segment of the population that always has trouble finding work, ex-cons. But as Yolanda Perdomo reports from WDBC, two companies in Chicago are only hiring ex-cons.
At a coffee roaster in Wheaton, Illinois, Louis Dooley sifts through sacks of beans to be processed. The company is called I Have a Bean. Dooley joined in 2010 after serving 15 years for assault.
If they're willing to give me a chance and don't even know me, you know what? I'm going to work my tail off for these people, and I'm going to show them they made the right choice by choosing me.
Owner Pete Leonard says he wanted to give people a second chance. Leonard says when he worked for a software company, a coworker was jailed.
When he got out, our insurance company for our business said, there's too much risk. You got to fire this guy.
All seven of his employees served time for a variety of crimes, from forgery to armed robbery.
We end up knowing, as an employer, much more about the risk associated with any individual because they've listed what their issues are.
But many employers look at the stats. A Pew study shows that 43% of felons in the U.S. end up back in jail. Employers can bypass qualified applicants who happen to be ex-cons, according to labor analyst John Challenger.
Those people put their time in. They need to find their way back into the workplace. Taking a chance is one of the ways that change happens.
Welcome to Felony Franks. Are you ready to plead your case?
On Chicago's west side, a hot dog joint called Felony Franks sells items like the Chain Gang Chili Dog and the Misdemeanor Wiener. The place is controversial not because it only hires ex-cons, which it does, but for making fun of their jail time. It doesn't bother Kevin Jones. He's worked there for 3 years after serving time on drug charges.
It's given me the opportunity to see my own self-worth is a lot more than what I even envisioned. Sometimes it takes other people to see things in you that you don't see yourself.
In Chicago, I'm Yolanda Perdomo for Marketplace.
And finally, Mark Zuckerberg is losing face, or at least face value. Shares of Facebook have dropped pretty steadily in the week and a half since the company started selling stock. Facebook shares dropped 9.5% yesterday to $28. CEO Zuckerberg has lost more than $4.5 billion in the last 11 days and his place on Bloomberg's index of the world's 40 richest people. He's now ranked 41st. Zuckerberg is currently on his honeymoon in Italy, where he's reportedly not been tipping his waiters. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.